Kiwa Studio.
Raila Tibim,
Tibim,
Agwambo Tibim,
Tibim,
Tinga Tibim,
Tibim,
Nundo Tialala,
Tialala,
Nundo Tialala,
Tialala,
Nasa, 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 Nasa. Kenya dutor amor, ay la caotelo. Kenya dutor amor, ay la caotelo. Nero dior amor, ay la caotelo. Nero dior amor, ay la caotelo. Kisumor amor, ay la caotelo. Kisumor amor, ay la caotelo. Anubasor amor, ay la caotelo. Anubasor amor, ay la caotelo. Tinga.
NASA.
Mic check, 1, 2, you good?
Yeah. Mic check, 1, 2.
Bro, this nigga, this is the most brilliant piece of artistry in this country has ever produced. And it's
ever.
Not even up for debate.
It's not even up for debate. Take it to the bar.
Bro, and this by the Kiwa Studio, guys. Bangers after bangers. These guys don't miss.
I love
us get to Barikiwa Studios. Barikiwa Studios. Oh, it's over. Barikiwa Studios. It's over, bro. Hello and welcome to the Fraudcast. My name is Donald Busy, alongside Comedy, and we are back. What's up, my nigga?
What's up?
What's up? Football.
We are back, man.
Football. It's been football is just becoming so dramatic. Like football has since that Super League shit. Football has just been like some wild soap opera. Prem soap opera. It was called Storm Over Paradise. That was the prime shit, bro.
It never missed.
Now football is close, but they're not even close to Storm Over Paradise.
They're not even close. So Paradise was the shit.
But it's been crazy these 2 weeks, bro. We've not talked about how we beat Roma, how Umar gave you a lesson, how our fans just said, bro, you know what? We're not playing Liverpool. We don't want
Liverpool.
Bro, me, I was in a party, bro, getting lit and stuff. And then I've decided, bro, no, fuck no.
And you rushed home.
I left women. I left drunk women. Albert.
It's the worst feeling.
Fuck, that shit disappointed me. I just didn't tell anyone. Anyway, let's get into the business of the day, and you take us through, bro.
I'll start with the takeover, man. Thoughts about your takeover? Let's start with the Manchester United one.
The Glazers. I think the stats have everything to say, and these bastards are stealing from us, bro. They're making so much money, and as you know, the problem is, like, if they were making money and we are winning titles, ingekuwa fiti. Those niggas ain't
no problem.
They're just taking money from our club. We are not winning shit. You know, this is football. Unawekeza. Siki. Keza. Tumewekeza hera kwenye sporty. Sio. Lakini Glazers, no. That is where they draw the line. FSG, no. Stan Kroenke, no.
No.
I think it's fair. It's not fair. Because these guys, you know, these American franchise owners.
All of these guys are American.
I've just given you media training just right now. Like, hey, damn.
It was a quick question, bro.
Just wait when you're going to ask that quick question. You can't interrupt me.
It just comes out of nowhere. You know? I'm trying to get a hold of it. It's hard for me, man.
You are so unprofessional. You are so, damn it, bottom barrel. I don't know how we are going to do this. Teams take over. But I also want Kiburi FC to play. By the way, you know, this weekend, Kiburi FC didn't play. I know you're going to say I'm lying, but there was no atmosphere in the football Twitter streets. Like, it's only, and you guys won. So, you guys won. So, also people didn't talk about you. I don't even know how your game
No, ended. No one is happy with that to win, bro. Who wants to be shameless about beating I? And our season is over. We are still ninth.
So Manchester City played. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck about? Yeah, to Chelsea.
Imagine, man. Like, I swear, I just realized that it's us who run this football world. If we are not playing, there's no shamelessness going on Twitter. City fans are just like abusers, and we don't even know who the fuck they are. The two of them. After you tweet something, about us, about City, and then two City fans come there on your mentions, and you're like, "Who the fuck are you, bro? I don't give a fuck." But the thing I was asking for your opinion, I don't even know you exist. City fans.
Oh my god! You know, I saw that post about the word stand. Now I saw they have like a stand. I don't know who stand. who even knows that player?
I've ever seen City fans try to start part their legends agenda, like CG how they won, CG how they reached, CG what final.
The legend is De Bruyne.
Aguero is a legend. They don't recognize Yaya Toure, those racist bastards. But Toure is a very big City legend, but those bastards don't. They don't give him the recognition he deserves.
For real? Method.
They don't. How many times
for real?
Do you have Yaya Toure mentioned? Yaya Toure was a really, really Rolls Royce player, bro. Toure had 20 goals.
Say no. That 20, it was 20. I don't know how many assists. It was the first.
Bro, Toure does not get those racist bastards.
Man, I thought City players, City fans recognize him as their best player ever. Because he is.
Ever is arguably Aguero. But they have like right. Colin Bell. Me, because I know football, obviously, I know a lot more. I know more about City than the five City fans in the country. So, like, they have Colin Bell, they have. And so those are their legends. But Toure is up there, but they don't give him that recognition.
I also had Toure.
Pep is a racist man.
He talked about something about Pep, and he tried to apologize.
There were times. Yeah. There are times Pep had shouts of racism from Eto'o. Pep amekuwa na shout racism. So, I don't know, man. But you know the good thing with black players, some of them are too good to be left out. Like, you can't leave
Pepe to be left out, man.
You're racist. you can't leave Eto'o out. You can't put Rashford down. You can't put Mbappe down. So that's
you can't.
Black players.
Some of black them players are really, always so good. Yeah.
Who the fuck will put Daniel James ahead of Mason Greenwood? That is just pure racism. You're doing racism. General Ateta. Look at General Ateta benching Nicolas Pepe.
Why are you not talking about to Chelsea? To Chelsea is benching
Abraham.
Head of one. Yeah, man. That is just pure
bookmark.
And they're not talking about it. I still talked about it. It's so sad that nobody...
You know, Abraham is still the guy with the most G in that club and he's not been playing for like 3 months, bro. but that thing, you know, it makes me sad when like a place drops and like, but it's working. It's so funny. Like that time we dropped Rooney. You remember that time when Mourinho dropped Rooney?
Yeah, it was the best thing ever to happen.
And it was working, bro. You're winning. Because
you guys dropped him to midfield. You dropped him to midfield, man. You dropped him deeper and deeper. What was he doing? He was taking penalties.
Yeah, until when Rooney went to Everton, he was playing CDM with Schneider.
CDM, man.
Mourinho is a gangster, bro. Yeah. Bro, if you've never passed through, if your club has never passed through Mourinho, you guys are lucky, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Mourinho can take you through some character development. At least this year, he's in the trophy. Pass! Mourinho is funny. But what is that nigga hiring their great Mo before?
Just before the cup final. That is what Mourinho was brought in. Football God. Football God brought him in to win such things. That's what he does.
I mean, trophy, and we could see it 10 years later after he's been...
But I want to say... That is celebration. His famous celebration.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Senali Choma. Daniel Levy. But that nigga thought he was going to get money for Super League, so he was just firing Mourinho. He paid Mourinho so life comes at
you. He was like, damn, yeah.
You have to go blood.
We don't care if I give you 30 million.
Like they wanted to fire Mourinho.
Yeah.
Like, but they didn't know. They wanted to fire Mourinho after that Zagreb game. But like now they hadn't gotten a chance, and now this Super League, the Super League rumor came on like Sunday, isn't it? Monday, akasema, bro, ebushi kasimu, bro. Cheki. You have to go, blood. You have to go, man. just write your numbers there and bring it. They'll give you the money. Don't get out of fuck out of my club.
No, let's talk. So, that Bill scored a hat trick. Oh, you don't care about Tottenham.
Like sometimes you're just looking out casually in West. Just seeing Jamie Carragher.
You are like, no, Jamie Carragher, Gary Neville. Not even their bad day. At their prime.
At their prime. We never have bad days. We never miss. I don't think there's a day we've ever missed. Never missed.
Yeah. No. Let's move on from the agenda.
Yeah, you're net.
Talk about the PSG game, bro. Talk about the PSG game.
The PSG Man City.
Talk about the PSG game
today.
Yeah.
It's really.
Is it just Man City PSG?
It's Man City PSG.
Oh, thoughts about it? Who do you have your money on?
I've seen Neymar, my boy. Who I still have that clutch agenda for Neymar. Please, if you listen to this, I have an argument.
There's no problem.
I have an argument to win Neymar.
No problem.
Bro, what's wrong with your fucking internet? See, you make what you feel.
I'm hearing you.
So Neymar,
sit down, who's talking,
please. Ati?
So you talk. Yeah.
So Neymar, please, man. Today, bro. Neymar. I have an argument to win, man. I've seen Neymar post some shit. I've seen Mbappe. You see the way Pepe these days before he's going for a Europa League game.
Shameless. No shame.
What a man. I need people like that in my team. Because of that Slavia Praha game. Oh, wow. That one, Alikwa, what did he use? Deadpool? Ama, who did he use?
I think he used PUBG. PUBG or something like that.
PUBG, bro. What?
Yeah.
And then he went there and killed those bastards. What a man. Those are the players you need in your club. Anyway, for this game, I don't want City to go through, obviously. But the football that was played in the second half by PSG, disgusting.
They can't do that. Pathetic.
I don't know how you but the good thing with Poch is he has it in his DNA. To upset the knee.
Yeah, so Pep.
Maybe Poch is a really a big upset coach, by the way. But like when you expect him to win, he jump or two. But the upsets, like Poch was the first coach. Poch alipiga Espanyol, alipiga Barcelona, akiwa
na Espanyol.
The nigga was
at Camp Nou.
36 at Camp Nou, bro.
It was Camp Nou.
It was Camp, bro. The first time Espanyol beat Barcelona in their fucking history, it was Mauricio Pochettino. But still, I know Pep likes making me sad. Pep will just inject Guardiola on some shit, bro. Pep will just
he'll come in with Diaz. Laporte coming in from deep, taking on I don't know what, sweeping on balls, and a sword making
Nathan Ake at the wing.
Yo, Cancelo inverted right back who doesn't go in but goes up. What a man.
Rodrigo center forward. But I don't think about this game because I feel like I'll jinx it. But Neymar, please, man, pick up my calls, bro. Funny like it, man. I love you. I miss you. You know how we do it, bro. But what I am certain about is this two Chelsea bastards. That I am very sure I can take it to the
Chelsea,
bank.
To Chelsea. You can take it to the bank.
He's
coming for you.
Benzema is coming for you. You are not going to know what hit you. You are not going to know what's going to hit you. After Benzema comes for you, a few weeks later, Kelechi Iheanacho is coming for you at the final. You are never shut up with this. You'll be so surprised. Trust me, Chelsea. Mwenaenda kupigo character development now to Kenyon. Ask me and Ole. When Ole came, Ole beat PSG away, bro. Chelsea, listen to me. Chelsea,
if I were in the quarterfinal, you guys were in the quarterfinals that year, you know. Yeah. What a
Chelsea
man.
Fans, listen,
what a
listen
man.
To me. Listen to me, Chelsea fans. You won't know what's going to hit you, bro. These few weeks, it's going to be the hardest of your lives.
And Chelsea have Man City, then Arsenal, I think, in the Premier League.
In the Premier League. And they're comparing to, but they'll win one, probably so, City.
Even Arsenal. Okay, they can. No, but I really want Atiza to give me some shameless moments. But I'm begging you, Atiza, just give me one shameless moment.
You're Arsenal one. I don't think in that. I don't think they're going to win that. The City one is the one they look figured out to win it. Yani, wako so structured to win that's it. But Arsenal, the guys, you know, Arsenal will run at them. So maybe I don't know, but it's Arsenal. You don't know Arsenal. I don't know. It's
you really don't
it's
know.
General Arteta. Also, I don't want to talk about you. Your real game, because there's nothing I dread like a final against you guys.
No, I mean, let me tell you. Bro. Let me. Have I told you about the rise from the ruins too? Oh,
Aubameyang.
That
semi-final Aubameyang. Oh.
No, Roma. Funny.
Can
you remember Roma rise from the ruins? And they did that against Barcelona.
I'm wearing a Roma jersey.
I've seen it.
This one. Yeah, you need to have brothers in Italy, by the way. It's like really great. It's smelling nice.
It doesn't smell like Kenya. It smells just. Inakato ya Manolas. Manolas aliitupa. Aliitupa kwa.
Hii ni atoti. Hii friend. Hii.
Tupa.
Ile toti akiwa FIFA 15.
Stay with a man.
FIFA 15, bro.
Ila kukiss nini? Ila kukiss. Ila selfie.
Yeah, that is it. I want to go and pre-tint Kiburi FC at the back. But I don't think we are going to bottle this. If you're bottling this, you know, I don't think we're going to bottle this. We are not Barcelona, man.
That's where you
Barcelona,
go wrong.
Barcelona are a big club.
Rise from the ruins. And I hope Peter Duriz is competing that much. Because he just knows all the right words to say. No one knows the right words like Peter Duriz.
But the good thing is,
Roma,
you know,
I know
we are going to score. That I'm sure. So we're going to score 5.
We're going to score.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You guys are so bad, man.
Ati?
Like you guys, when you start clicking, man, as in when you start scoring goals, as in you guys don't stop, man.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Thanks. That's fun. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That is for real. You know, I was watching the Arsenal game. I'm waiting for an away goal. Away goal. I'm just seeing the notification. Goal. Man. Goal.
Goal.
Goal. It's just fun.
Because the tulikuwa tutu until hapo 73 alafu kichapo tikanda. What a, that
kwaza, makes me so kwaza I saw two away goals for Roma. I was just like, yes, yes,
makes yes. Me happy. Makes me smile.
Fuck, man.
Something
like all the people I hate, are just on the score sheet.
Even Gunman.
I'm just like, why? Even
Gunman. Why? Like, Greenwood was so lucky, bro.
Then I'm seeing Greenwood. Then Kakisa again. Then I'm like, oh my god. Why? Why is me? I'm supposed to start fucking this. Yeah. The second bit, I was running away.
Greenwood is on some late PFA and Play of the Year charge, you guys. Phil Foden, you want to know what will hit?
Yeah, no, that last season they did this. Atletico Bilbao are doing their thing.
My club. One thing I love about Bilbao. You know, like that club never goes 3 seasons without a trophy, but they're not fighting for top 4. They're not fighting for Europa League, but they never fight for relegation. So they're just always there. They're just always cool.
They're vibes there
too. And the club is always cool. And kunanga kelele mingi ati tunapigania top 4. We want to be in Europe. They are just cool. And after 3 seasons, they win their trophy. You know, what a club. But I am a big Zizou fan. So I'm going Madrid. Real, that is
why. But you why? About... Why are you? Why are you a Zizou fan? I don't understand why you are a Zizou fan. Why?
It's why do you don't? Why don't you like Zinedine, bro? There is nothing to hate about the man. You know,
Zizou, I don't Zizou, hate him.
Zizou is a bastard. That's why I love him. Zizou is like a Mourinho who doesn't speak. You know, Zizou doesn't speak a lot to the press, but thinks he does.
No, I think he does talking on the pitch.
Yeah.
And he does it shamelessly. He does it shamelessly, does he? Without shame. And that thing that he does when player scores a beautiful goal with his hair.
Right now I'm doing it. If you had YouTube, someone could have seen my hand. What a man. You can't hate Zizou, bro. You can't hate Zizou. I'm a big Zizou fan. So I'm going for Real. But it's really hard.
You don't want number 7 to come home. You don't want number 7 to come home.
Oh, for Messi.
Yeah, 7. Bro. It's coming home. I'm feeling it. But no, Barcelona really, really bad bottlers. Really bottlers, man.
I love Messi, bro. But the discussion for me has always been closed. I don't know why people make me go through that shit ever. I love Messi, and he's the best ever to do it. And full stop.
You don't even.
So if Messi, even
if someone
Messi,
wins, even if Messi someone wins, else,
even if they were to if the, even if they were to be relegated, that is not going to change.
As in, for you, if Messi wins other more accolades, as in, it just take him up. He's just making a big difference.
To me right now, there's nothing Messi can do that will just... There's nothing Messi can do that will just like... That's so crazy. Jenny, I already know there's nothing Messi cannot do in football. There's nothing... Maybe Akisko, Akiruka juu afunge zile mahenda. Which has done that?
Ask Rio. Take it to the bank.
Don't bring your agenda, you know, man. It has been nice. We're on 30 minutes. I want to go back to my class and have a presentation.
Yeah, I also have a card to prepare for, man.
May the good Lord grant you all the desires of your heart and the not Arsenal winning the Europa League, though. Stay safe. This has been the broadcast. My name is Donald.
Yeah, man.
Signing off. Comedy.
Yeah, with your boy Comedy.
The man, the legend. Oh,
the legend.
You know, you are in your prime when you had those long dreads, bro. Damn, Tinga, you never missed.
I know it.
Ever since
you. As you know.
You've just been on. Percent ilikuja nikashika bag bila vijiti ama mbegu yengine nikeka kwa benki kiu ya mashida iko na watu wengi kiu ya kushinda nikaya kudenki kwina nafiga na sura fine thank you shinwa gasima waku dada deki mina wakipa na kufana beki nina uhakika nitashika senti nani anasema siwezi na feel kao gadama messi nimeingia hii mwaka na goals.